episode 8.
A new episode.
Yeah.
New frontier, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning.
Yep.
Of the middle.
Of the middle.
Right.
This is season 2, though, right?
By now, it has to be.
Right, it has to be.
Yeah, we don't have a choice.
Right. Though the weird thing is that in 100 years, when the scientists are listening to this podcast, mm-hmm. they won't realize there was a gap, really.
Right.
So time will they'll be. Just think that they just we just we're cruising.
Right, everything
7,
will look
8,
compressed.
9, 10, you know.
Right. Yeah, I think that the original plan was to do 8 episodes and then take a 2 week or a month break to, you know, like do coke and party and
right.
just like freak out.
Yeah, all the money we've made on the podcast so
right.
far and just kind of blow it all.
Yeah, just like go nuts
right.
and then come back. And grovel a little bit and, you know, and then just start making more money.
Right.
But then...
Well, problem one, as I can see it, is that we never made any money on the podcast.
Right, that's a serious problem.
Yeah. So we really only have our bank accounts to buy
right.
coke.
With. Yeah. It's expensive.
It is. It's a lot more expensive than they say it is in the movies.
Right. Yeah, in the movies... Not only is coke not that expensive, but it's so not expensive that you still have money left over to make that little roll to sniff it through.
Right.
Which is nuts.
Well, that's right, the dollar bill
yeah.
thing, yeah.
Sometimes it's like fives.
Right.
So, I can't afford that.
No. And then you just burn the roll after you're done with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course. Because you're so high on coke that at that point you don't care. So, we didn't take a planned break, and we didn't take in between the seasons break. We just like didn't do a podcast for 8-9 years at this point.
Well, in our defense, though, we were not in the country.
True, that is true
for a good part of that whole period. So I don't really feel too bad. Though I think what's hilarious is that we decided we're like, hey, we're both gonna happen to be in Paris for a little while. Let's record a podcast there.
Right.
I think yeah. we weren't even joking. We talked about this as our actual idea.
Right.
Which, in hindsight, seems ludicrous.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
That we would ever have done that
right.
On vacation. Because it's just impossible.
Yeah, well, how do you find time to do anything? You, when you go on vacation, there's all these ideas of like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And when you get there, you start immediately paring it down to like the things you absolutely have to do.
Right.
So at first you're like, I'm going to see every single building over 13 stories in this city. And by the time you leave, you're like, I'm going to see the train station.
Right. Wait, did you ever go to a city and just determine based on building height?
Yeah.
Your whole plan?
My first time I went to England, I said, I'm going to look at every single sewer lid. That was my
goal.
Yeah. But I saw one mailbox and I was done. So I just don't, you don't have time.
No, you don't. You know, well, you also were there for only 13 hours. So you should
right.
probably go longer next time.
Yeah, that's true.
You tend
that's
not true. To plan well.
Yeah. It was mainly a stopover for fish and chips.
Right. And yes. you didn't even eat those.
No.
You just ate garbage.
I think fish is disgusting.
Right.
And I don't like chips.
You're just a bad planner, really.
Yeah, that was a misstep.
You're very out of touch with what you like.
Right.
You don't know yourself that well.
No, I ignore impulses, and I kind of constantly set myself up for defeat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yesterday, I went into Foot Locker to buy shoes, and I bought shoes that were 4 sizes too small. Like that.
Right.
Stupid.
Yeah,
you know?
That hurts a lot.
Right. And I was trying to get them on, and the guy was like, those don't fit, sir. And I was like, just give it a chance. You know, like, we're not done here.
Right, just like peace, give it a chance.
Right. You know? Like, when, you know, back off, guy.
Right.
I'll show you they fit.
Let's see, I think you're sort of a positive thinker to a fault.
Right.
Or you won't let it go.
Exactly.
You're so optimistic about life.
It's all forward thought.
Right.
I never go back, and I never really even think about the present. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, when I'm crossing a street, I'm not looking at the traffic at this block. I'm looking at the next block.
Right.
You know, because I'm going to be there in a minute.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, and it's probably why you get hit by cars a lot. But
well, it's a side effect. Right.
Of that. Yeah. But you know, at least you plan ahead.
Exactly. I know which hospital I'm going to go to.
Right.
Check.
Right. Foresight is 2020.
I don't want to alarm anyone, but Rosie O'Donnell has a Flickr account. And it's exactly what you would imagine Rosie O'Donnell's Flickr account would look like. It's like really candid, creepy pictures of her face at like 4 in the morning.
She throwing koosh balls at the camera?
No. Why did she stop that? What happened there?
Why did she start it would be the question.
Well, yes. I mean, that's it's the same thing that with like Ellen's show where Ellen dances all the time. So you, for some reason, as a daytime show, we've talked about this before. For a daytime show, you have to have some stupid gimmick.
Right.
That now, and I think what we were talking about at the time is that Oprah's gimmick is the best because she gives away stuff.
Right.
So if you go to Oprah, you don't get hit in the face with a koosh ball right. or danced at. You get a free car.
Right.
Like half the time, she goes, look under your seat. $1 million checks for everyone and everyone freaks out. But if you went to Rosie in the first two seasons, you just get hit in the face with koosh balls and then she go, you can keep that.
Right.
You can keep that koosh
ball. Free koosh ball.
Yeah, like who cares? I don't it's garbage. You know, I don't right. want this. And then you go to Ellen and you watch her dance over and over and over.
So it was unexcusable but for because Ellen is somewhat funny and entertaining.
Right.
Maybe I'm going on wait on a limb there.
No, but, I will agree with you.
But Rosie, to me, was never even remotely palatable in any right. sense.
I agree.
Even a movie like A League of Their Own, which is sort of beloved in general as a movie, she's atrocious.
Yeah. Well, she's also, like, she's cast as the fat, horrible one.
Oh, she's playing herself. I saw a girl once who was dressed like a clown. And she wasn't a clown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that, like... And as an insulting word, because she literally
no, like a red clown. Nose and
she well, yeah, she didn't have the red nose, but she had rainbow stockings mm-hmm. And a puffy sort of yellow dress that nice. Looked like it was like a you know like a female clown
right, suit. Like what a clown would wear out
right, you know, yeah, like, when they're not at the circus.
When they're not at work, yeah,
but pretty much it could also work at the circus,
right?
And I was like, wow, you're a clown, literally, mm-hmm. you're a clown.
Did you ask her to like make a balloon animal for you?
She did automatically.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Which one did you get?
The turkey. So it took so long for us to make a show, and now it's over.
Yeah, it's done.
When will there be another one?
Never.
Never?
Never. No, wait, next week. No. Oh. A month from now.
Oh.
6 weeks from now. I don't know.
All right, now let's say let's make promises.
Yeah, reality is a harsh bitch when it comes right. when it comes to calling. You know, we say next week it'll be 5 weeks from now. We say tomorrow it'll be 2 days ago.
Right.
So it's hard.
Let's say tomorrow.
Tomorrow, oh, good.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
New episode tomorrow. 10 mm-hmm. will be tomorrow. Oh wait, no, this is 8.
Yeah, screw it. 10.
10.
Why not? 10 is tomorrow.
10 is tomorrow.
Yep.
Sweet.
9 at some point in the future. Yep. 10 tomorrow.
Get your downloaders ready.
Exactly. Get your fingers on your mice.
Download keys.
Yeah.
I have one of those.
A download key?
Yeah, whenever I want to download a file. It's in the right in the middle of the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's red.
Yeah.
And it says download. Right. I just click that. And
lights up a little bit when there's something to download.
Yeah, and it kind of pulses.
Download.
Yeah, and actually the whole screen goes away.
Yeah.
And just one big progress bar comes up. Bleep, and it just kind of goes. Bleep, bleep,
bleep. And just downloading.
Right. Yeah, and this is some sounds like that.
Yeah.
Like a 50s computer.
Exactly.
And then it takes, even no matter how big the file is, it takes an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, MP3, an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Three movies together, an hour.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like, so this pros and cons.
Right, exactly. And it just keeps going, download, 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 download. The whole time. And when it finishes, it goes, download, completed. Download, completed. For about 6 minutes, which is just... I mean, frankly, that's too long.
You're never in doubt of what's happening,
right.
though.
Because you can get that from, like, another room. You've called me before,
well, that's
and
the
in
thing
the background,
is you're
I'm,
not,
like, I'm like, your download's done.
You're not in the other room, though, because it actually comes with a chair.
Right.
With a seatbelt.
Right. So it's always there with
right.
you.
And it won't... If you take the seatbelt off, it stops downloading. Right.
Alarm. Alarm. Seatbelt disconnected.
Right.
Download. Halted. Download. Halted.
It actually, it also comes with a robot with, right. with a laser on it.
Yeah.
So dangerous. If you get up in the middle, yeah. So it makes Zap. You go back, sit down again, yeah. keep downloading.
I don't know how many times I've seen just big scars on your arms from those lasers. It's out of control.
Yeah, it's...
I don't really actually, I think that part is a little extraneous. I don't know why...
Well, I mean, it keeps you focused. I mean, that's...
Right.
You know, if you had to list problems with today's society, focus.
Big one.
Absolutely
big one. I'm doing a crossword puzzle right now. I got a problem, you know?
Yeah.
So put this away.
Right, yeah.
I need that.
And I drink too much.
That's a serious problem.
Right. But the robot doesn't care about that. It lets me drink as much as I want. But if I stop downloading...
Download. Halted. That thing is... It's like a nightmare.
Right.
I have nightmares like that.
Well, yeah, one may wonder why I bought this.
It was expensive, too. That was not a good investment. I mean, you are downloading a lot more than you used to, but I'm starting to think you're downloading mostly out of fear.
It's true.
You know, because that thing is just, it's haunting. It definitely, I've seen it get angry before, and yeah.
Right, if you don't download for a while.
Yeah.
Download soon.
Right.
Download soon. Why are you not
downloading?
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Right.
I'm not, because I'm terrified of you. That's what you usually say to it. It doesn't understand, though.
No, it doesn't understand. There's no voice
recognition. Yeah,
it's really pretty primitive.
Right.
But I love it. It's my computer. It's my Mac.
I love my Mac. Just works, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Download.
Yeah, I just plugged it right in. No config.
Exactly. Strapped yourself to it. Yep. Fired that laser off crazy.
Yep. And, unfortunately, I have to keep replacing the laser batteries.
Yeah. So annoying. And it's like that battery you can't get anywhere else for
some reason. Right, the big one with the springies on top.
What the hell?
Yeah.
You'd think they'd just switch that battery, but that downloader just won't let it go. No. It's in every single model.
Yeah.
That battery's been there since the 80s. That first downloading model had that same battery. They're still using the battery from the 80s. They've stopped manufacturing it.
Right.
I'm fairly certain the manufacturer of that battery is time traveling to get those batteries because you can't get them in stores now.
No.
The only person I've ever seen with those batteries is that woman who walks on the subway. Battery, $1. She has
them. She's selling those big ones?
Yeah. I don't know why.
She's not making money, though.
Nope.
Yeah.
I've always said, though, you know, I wanted to write an article for like Wired or something because I'm fascinated by that woman. And you know, if you don't live in New York City, I have to explain. There's this, you know, we have subways here. It's a mode of transportation, and these people used to walk back and forth on the train all the time, selling batteries. And you know, this battery $1.
They still do, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing that was kind of weird is when the iPod came out. Totally killed the business,
right?
Because she's selling those batteries to people who have Walkman, you know. So like that was what they were like replacing the Walkman batteries or the CD player batteries. And as soon as everyone in New York City got an iPod, suddenly she kind of just disappeared for a while. And she showed up again recently. I'm not sure why, because again, still nobody needs them. And I feel bad for her. And I keep wanting to tell her that she needs a new business model. And I'm expecting one day to see her go, you know, iPod battery replacement $49. You know, she'll just replace the batteries because that's where the business is.
Right.
You know, iPod scratch removal for, you know, $40. And she just has a little kit and she sits right in front of you and she pops the case out. She replaces the battery. She tests it for you. She critiques your music collection. It's not the same world we live in. You know, her husband is carrying around those things you hike with or you rock climb with, carabiners. What the hell is that all about?
Yeah, no one, that was like 1993. A few people used those.
And even then, it was still totally in a, like a style thing. These people aren't, you know, I'm not on the subway going, God, I'm thinking about going rock climbing later. Yeah. But I don't have time to get off the subway and stop in a store. I'm hoping a small foreign person comes and offers me carabiners. Right. I'm sure they're of high quality. They're 49 cents a piece. What's that? I'll take 10. You know, that's insane. What a crazy business model that is. What are we going to sell on the subway today? Batteries. Good. Carabiners.
Well, I think the fact that these people are selling things on the subway is sort of indicative of their lack of ideas.
That's probably true.
These aren't people who are like, should I start a chain of sandwich restaurants or should I sell batteries on the subway?
Either way.
Well, also, what's disturbing to me is when those people who sell those like mangoes or the cinnamon sticks.
Yes.
On the subway.
Churros, churros.
Now, I wouldn't even bring good clean food into the subway.
Absolutely
to eat
not,
it for fear of it just becoming contaminated, let alone food that originated in the subway.
Right.
I wouldn't even dream of ever touching that, let alone putting it in my body.
Yeah. The guy who sells the churros at Union Square actually kind of he makes that expression like you're insane to buy these when he's selling them because he just keeps going, churro, 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 churro. And he's looking at everyone like, who's crazy?
Right.
Who wants to try one of my crazy cinnamon logs that I brought from home? On a tray and that I'm selling in a subway where it's dripping from the ceiling and people are constantly, you know, puking. And I don't understand this at all. But I see people buying them. I do see people buying
them. The thing. Obviously, someone does because they keep doing it. But I couldn't imagine like making some crappy food at my apartment and then going and having the gall to think that someone would want to buy this.
Right.
And like, you know, and going into the Subway and actually selling it.
I think maybe a lot more people would buy the food if it were foods people would want. You know, like if you were like turkey and ham on a sandwich, lettuce, tomato, fresh, or you were like, you know, hot pastrami.
Well, I think they should do whole dishes.
Right.
Like, you know, some sort of chicken cordon bleu, you know, or
steak and eggs,
you know, rice pilaf.
Yes.
Is always a favorite.
Yes.
Steak and eggs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Steer burger.
Right.
You know, ostrich franks.
Right.
And then, you know, people would just be lining up.
Turnips.
Yeah. Turnips. Raw turnips. That's awesome. But instead it's cinnamon sticks and
that were in someone's anus.
Most definitely. That's the look on that guy's face. That's what it is. I hadn't really thought about it till just now, but that's what he knows.
Like, you'd be crazy to buy this.
Yeah, this is in my anus. You want this? Take this stick. Put it in the mouth. Gross.
Yeah.
No, but it's only $1 at the same time, so it's kind of worth it.
So, yeah, so you get horrible diarrhea and
now, wait a second.
For a week. No problem.
Now, wait a second. Are you saying that because it was in his anus, you'll get diarrhea?
Absolutely.
So you're saying that you're assuming that he had diarrhea and that now there are diarrhea germs on this churro and you're going to get diarrhea in return.
Yeah.
That is,
you got it.
That is awesome science.
Right.
So that was episode 8.
In the can.
The Ocho.
As the Ocho.
The Ocho.
You're just naming the episodes now?
Why not? I'm calling this one Hedgehog Babies.
Oh, cool.
Episode 8, Hedgehog Babies in the can. You know, we're back, I guess. Let's try to maintain being back. Because otherwise, if we keep saying we're back, then it becomes less and less true each time we say it. Like, if we say we're back, and then we're not back for like another 8 weeks after this, it's kind of ridiculous. But so this is the Garrett Murray Podcast. I'm Garrett Murray.
I'm Sean Morrison.
And we will see you next time. Probably.